1 Samuel chapter 27. Then David thought to himself, "One day I will perish by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should escape into the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will stop searching for me in all the borders of Israel, and I will escape out of his hand." So David and the 600 men with him left and crossed over to Achish, the son of Maok, the king of Gath. David settled with Achish of Gath, along with his men and their families. David took his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's widow, with him. It was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he stopped searching for him. David said to Achish, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in one of the cities in the country, that I may live there. Why should your servant live in the royal city with you?" So Achish gave him Ziklag that day. That is why Ziklag belongs to the kings of Judah to this day. David lived a year and 4 months in the Philistine territory. Then David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites, the Girzites, and the Amalekites, for they were the inhabitants of the land since ancient times, as you go to Shur as far as the land of Egypt. David attacked the land and did not leave a man or woman alive, but took the sheep, oxen, donkeys, camels, and the clothes. Then he returned to Achish. Achish would ask, "Who did you raid today?" David would reply, "Against the Negev of Judah, or against the Negev of the Jerahmeelites, or against the Negev of the Kenites." David left neither man nor woman alive to bring them back to Gath, realizing lest they should tell on us, saying, "This is what David actually did." This was his practice all the time he lived in the country of the Philistines. Achish believed David, thinking, "He has made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he will be my servant forever."